This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, let's crank up our broadcast week right now on this Father's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don's a grandpa and a father, so double dose of happy Father's Day for him. I'm just a dad, and my son took off last night for the Pork Fest in New Hampshire for the first time. He's going to be spending 8 or 9 days out in New Hampshire. Have you heard about this Porcupine Festival? You know about this?
Well, when you say Pork Fest, I imagine barbecues, barbecue sauce, brisket, but it's not the right, that kind of pork, I guess.
No, it's a Pork Fest, P-O-R-C, related to porcupine, and it's basically a libertarian festival that was initiated by the Free State Project many years ago, and they have an annual event, outdoor kind of thing, and it's going for a whole week. It sounds like it'd be fun. Tom Woods is going to be there, buddy Tom Woods. I don't know if any of y'all are going to the Pork Fest this year. Shout out to my son Elijah. He'll be at the booth that has goldbacks. So if you want to pick up some goldbacks at Pork Fest, that they're actually New Hampshire goldbacks that exist already too. So that's
nice. Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, what other Father's Day happenings you got going today? Just being left alone? Is that
my grandson is having a birthday party with a bunch of kids in a bounce house. So I'm hiding in the back of the bedroom.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a birthday party today, so
right.
Well, why not?
Yeah, why not? And by the way, your lettuce surprise you. Lettuce surprise you. You are the master of lettuce, I have to say. You're growing lettuce, and you didn't kill it. And it looks like I want to sneak over there and eat it. Don't let the rabbits.
Dude, it's huge.
Yeah.
Huge. I got to actually start using it because it's gotten so big.
Yes.
But, I don't know. I've never grown lettuce before.
Yeah.
I did something right. Or maybe it's just one of those things where it's even a caveman could grow lettuce,
But it looks
what do you
great.
Do? Yeah, do you just cut it off and then it grows back or something?
I know our radio audience can't see the picture. Do you have it? You could show it up on screen for those that watch the video version of this at robertscottbell.com.
I can momentarily, yeah.
That's all right. Look, as I encourage you all to grow food, it's never too late unless you're so hungry and it's winter, middle of winter, and you're screwed. But don't wait. Start
growing. I'm very encouraged. I'm very encouraged by that because I did not have the best of luck. This is for our folks on, and by the way, for those of you that are listening right now going, what do you mean? How can we see a picture we're listening to on the radio? We take this and give this to our members of Patreon a day before it airs on Sunday. So they are right now getting to see a picture.
Of delicious lettuce. Oh, my God.
A crazy amount of lettuce that has just grown, just blown, just popped
out of the
ground.
That's one of the most beautiful heads of lettuce I've ever seen.
Well, technically, it's not a head of lettuce. What I ended up planting was something called salad mix. So I think it's a few different, things.
All right, it's a hydra of lettuce. There's so many.
Yes.
It looks delicious. You could just eat it right now. For those of you who maybe Super Don is kind enough to put it in the show notes, this picture, but whatever, we'll get to that. We do need to get to today's topics, and they are, I would say, listener choice, or better yet, email subscriber choice. today?
Yeah. What I decided to do today, and we may make this a regular thing, today we're going to cover the most read articles on our daily newsletter that we send out Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just, the trendy news of the day. Mm-hmm. And so I went and took a look, and I was like, wow, these were the articles that everybody were reading the most. So I thought, why not cover this on Sunday?
Yeah, and speaking of Father's Day, shout out to my buddy, our buddy Paul Bertero, who's unfortunately on his own this weekend at a conference. Not on his own technically, but his son's on a mission, his wife's back home, so he's like all alone, and he likes all these holidays. And I want to give a shout out to him. By the way, the Layla Ali endorsement of the Echo Water video came out over the weekend. I don't know if you've seen it yet, Stupidon. Layla Ali's hydrogen water story. And can maybe share the link. I think he's got it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I was just, I was hanging out with Layla Ali a couple of weeks ago in Atlanta just for a little brief visit. She's a sweetheart. She's a dynamo, and she lives and breathes and eats and sleeps clean living. And, I heard she's got an organic garden that's extraordinary at her place as well. So shout out to everybody that's doing the right thing. We'll get to some of the things you can do, tiny habits that you can do. At least the healthiest people on the planet do. We'll get to that. So let's start with our first story. Most popular story of the week was actually something we hadn't covered really on the show last week. And it was about America's frontline doctors, particularly Simone Gold. She gets prison time. For what? For they call it an insurrection. An insurrection. I'm like, no, sorry, that doesn't fly here.
Yeah.
Insurrection is not what happened on January 6th of 21 when that happened. No, that was not. That's just silly calling it that. That's just a Democrat pipe dream to keep people in fear of Trump or Republicans or who knows whatever agenda that they have. Now, Simone Gold has been very outspoken, as in America's frontline doctors, about her position and perspective on the pandemic. That's a plandemic, it's a scamdemic, and also making available treatments that actually help people and didn't kill them. And for that, we applaud her. And I don't think we've had her on the show yet. We've had some of the AFLDs on the show, but I don't think we've ever had Simone Gold on, have we?
No, we haven't.
No. I would interview her in a heartbeat to get her on the show. But they've given her 6 months, 60 days in prison followed by a year of supervised release. how do they keep calling this an insurrection? That's where I'm stuck, Superman.
Well, okay, so technically, I'm looking up, what is the definition of insurrection, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
According to the dictionary, insurrection...
Has it changed, the definition of mRNA shots to be vaccinations?
Well, I don't know if this is a change thing, but let's just go with what it is they say here. Insurrection is a violent uprising against an authority or government. So, look, when you take a look at what happened on January 6th, were there some stupid things that happened? Yes, in my opinion. Yeah, things that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Was that everybody? No. Vast majority of people did not break windows and go inside the Capitol building. Okay?
Yeah.
Was that necessary? I don't think so. I mean, most people went there for a rally. They went there to protest, but not do damage,
Superdome, whatever happened to the controversy about many of those people were FBI informants or otherwise that may have helped?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no way we're ever going to be able to say, see, here's solid proof that everybody's going to believe and acknowledge that this was, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Are those theories out there? Yes. Is there stuff out there that makes it look like that could have happened? Yes. But, at this point, it's not anything anybody's going to pursue, on an official level anyway.
Right. I mean, there's so much collusion. There's so much that we covered last week, though, a little bit about this regarding the January 6th hearing with Jonathan Emord. Remember, he revealed a timeline where there were numerous requests of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to have security in place, National Guard, and they refused. Even after it happened, it took a few hours to get it on.
Right.
So to me, I don't think it's a stretch to say the Democrats wanted this to happen because they were going to use it for all that it's worth.
Absolutely. Yeah. Never let a crisis go to waste. Come on. I mean, how many times do we need to take a look at that scenario and watch it play out?
Or even worse, create a crisis and never let it go to waste.
No, that could
foment
be
it. You know, facilitate
it. Listen, I mean, look, if you were a Democrat and on January 6th you saw the people were there, you had to have known that it would be really simple, you know, to get people riled up and do something dumb, you know?
Get out of the way, let them in, and then create the chaos.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the big thing for me is that they're still getting away calling this an insurrection like it was an organic act. I think this was completely facilitated.
Dude, it's a powerful word. Think about insurrection.
I know.
Right? You know?
But then so is the word contagion and vaccine. These are words that have been used and bandied about, and they've been used against us. And there's an article here from the Brownstone Institute I want to go to. This was also a popular click link in the email alerts that Superdon sent out this past week. And the headline reads, Contagious Vaccines, a Warning. This is by Aaron Cariotti, and it just came out last week. Well, not long ago, in fact. For two decades, scientists have been quietly developing self-spreading contagious vaccines. Wait. Isn't this what we have been saying about the MMR shot for years? That it sheds and spreads? And they would say, oh, no, that's just made up. The only measles at Disneyland was because kids weren't vaccinated. It turns out it was preponderance of adults who may not have been jabbed or who were exposed to somebody who had been jabbed, and it was completely vaccine-induced. But now the NIH is acknowledging that they fund research, whether they can inject it into some and have it purposefully spread to others.
What a great way to drive up the vaccine compliance, right?
Well, isn't that interesting? Yeah, for all of you so-called anti-vaxxers, right, the ones that are not interested at all, is there a way to escape it if, in fact, your neighbors are jabbed?
Oh, now, dude, think about it this way. Wouldn't it be ironic that suddenly anti-vaxxers would be running around wearing masks voluntarily because they wanted to protect themselves from the airborne vaccine?
Except we know better. It's a crock. Look, there has been so much shedding and spreading of the COVID jabs that are not vaccines that this is not new. It's just they're acknowledging it like it's a good thing. If we can only get something we can just inject into one rat and then all the rats get it, which they've done with rabbits and different things in their tests. And so the kind of things that vaccinologists are willing to do, that doctors are willing to do, are atrocious. They're atrocities. And these are the things that I keep pointing out to you. For years I have, but I've become more direct because how can we stomach the attack on your bodily autonomy? Even if they don't want get to inject you directly, to do so indirectly. And by the way, isn't that how immunity happens? You normally acquire or interact with things, and then your immune system responds, and then you're better for it. And they want to do that with synthetic versions that they have no containment or control over. Ah, I got no control over this. We got to take a break. Be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts by texting RSB, that's my initials, RSB, to 22828. That's simple, Super Don. Way to go, buddy. That's an easy way to sign up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, most people have a smartphone. And so, you know, maybe you're thinking, oh, man, I don't want to have to get, you know, go to robertscottbell.com, look for the button. No, it's simple. Just text, like Robert said, RSB to 22828. And it'll ask you for your email address. You send it, and you will be subscribed.
Right. And we will alert you to crimes against humanity, largely perpetrated by big government, big media, big pharma. That's it. Those are the criminals. That and who else? Now we can keep throwing some names out there. Anthony Fauci. Yeah.
One of the other things we can do is talk to you about vitamins.
Yeah, why not? This was a popular story in the email alert Super Don sent out. Never take this vitamin before bed, say doctors.
No.
Now, if doctors are saying it, I'm going
to
have...
Do you take vitamins before you go to bed?
You know, I do. I take magnesium.
That's a mineral.
Yeah, true. You are technically correct.
Uh-huh.
Way to go, buddy.
No, but I mean, technically, I don't take anything before I go to bed. Should I be?
No. Not unless it's magnesium or an herbal liver support thing. I do that sometimes,
okay,
too. But you're right, in terms of vitamins.
That's a morning thing usually for me.
Yeah. What are these vitamins that they're referencing in this article? It's linked up here. They say the B vitamins. This is according to David Culpepper, MD, Internal Medicine. He says, don't take B vitamins at night, B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, B7, B9, and B12. He says because they play a crucial role in the nervous system, specifically in production of hormones that work in the brain, so serotonin and melatonin. B vitamins before bed can activate, maybe disrupt your sleep. So he wants you to take B vitamins in the morning. Now, I want you to take B complex that we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com because it's a whole food form of that, not a synthetic form. I think that's another aspect they don't get into.
And the Cardio Miracle is a great source of the B vitamins. They've got they've got them all in the Cardio Miracle.
Yeah, and we usually take that first thing in the morning. And then if you need a second dose during the day, but that's usually not a before bed scenario. right? Mm-hmm. And then you have to pee all night anyway because you're drinking it. Yeah. All right, number two on this list of don't take before bed, according to this eatthis.com website, Dr. Monisha Banot, MD, Integrative and Functional Medicine. She says multivitamins are best taken early in the day, either with breakfast or lunch. They contain fat solubles, D, E, and K, A, and K, absorbed better by fat-containing foods. They get to the Bs again, she mentions. Look, multivitamins are not something I'm a fan of because most of them are synthetic.
Synthetic,
yeah. I'm more about, you know, other than the Cardio Miracle, which has an array of things for nitric oxide production and countering peroxynitrite, which is amazing, I utilize specific minerals particularly throughout the day that I know are needed because they're completely deficient or devoid in the food supply, even in organic food, not as clean and not as rife with these minerals. So for me, I'm a guy that, you know, when she, oh, I just want to take a multivitamin. I'm like, all right, drink some Cardio Miracle if you want to do that.
There you go.
And then select other things. Now, vitamin D is on this list.
But I'm noticing a pattern here. As we go along here, it seems like this taking the stuff before you go to bed is having a possible effect on your sleep.
Yeah, and that's one of the things. You've got to have good sleep for good health.
Vitamin D
Whitney
is the next
Stewart, a dietitian, nutritionist, diabetes educator, says vitamin D has an inverse relationship with sleep hormone melatonin. Taking vitamin D at night can stop or slow natural production of melatonin. So, yeah, that's a sleep disruption scenario. And remember, this is another thing about Cardio Miracle that we learned about, the formula and the nitric oxide. It facilitates the utilization of stored vitamin D within your body that you have plenty of in many cases, a lot of cases you do, that you aren't converting into the active form. And the Cardio Miracle helps facilitate that. Next on the list, number four on the list, is vitamin C. They say vitamin C should be taken with a meal and not on an empty stomach. It might increase issues with acid reflux and can cause an upset stomach. Now, someone would say, well, I don't do ascorbic acid. I do calcium ascorbate, sodium ascorbate, whatever. Look, those are synthetic forms of C. I'm not arguing that they're going to kill you, but they're not the same thing as C that comes from food or in whole food complexes that you don't need a lot of. And as I've told you, minerals and Superdon's keyed into this. Minerals more important than C. Selenium in particular can do at micrograms what it might take or actually would take C to do at grams. So it's more efficient to do selenium, in my opinion. I know a lot of people have controversy about that, don't agree with me. Calcium filing, number one, I don't take any calcium, extra calcium. That's an easy mineral to get, and they talk about it stopping the production or slowing the naturally occurring magnesium, which allows you to relax at night. I don't believe in calcium supplementation. I think we've got too much calcium. Calcification of things, you hear that? You don't hear that in a good light. It's easier with the micro minerals and magnesium to do much better than calcium that you can get in leafy greens, by the way, if you don't drink milk. By the way, if you do drink milk, make it raw and real and organic. All right, let's take another break here. Back talking blood type and inflammation and the five tiny habits of incredibly healthy people next on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA News Update. President Biden will be in Philadelphia on Labor Day. The White House says the president plans to attend the AFL-CIO Philadelphia Council's Tri-State Labor Day Parade Monday morning. The New York Police Department is continuing to use drones to assist in their crime surveillance over the Labor Day weekend. New York City Councilman Minority Leader Joe Borelli joins Fox and says this is an unprecedented step.
The fact that the police want to just drone into your backyard to see how many people you're having at a party, it really is a scary step for policing in general. We also live in a very vertical city, so is it safe to say that the police could now potentially use a drone to peek into apartments high up in the sky?
In July, New York City Mayor Eric Adams said he's a fan of the use of drones. Tim Berg, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Sign up for email alerts. Text RSB to 22828. And you'll be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show, well, even when we're off the air. Getting you plugged in. Health freedom, healing liberty here. 23rd year broadcast. Super Don, you've been with me for at least 16 of them.
17.
17 now? Yeah.
Yep.
It's like only a day has passed.
Since 2005.
You've got a gray beard and grandkids.
How'd that happen?
I'll have to show you a picture. We went back to Atlanta with my kids and visited with grandma and kids were with my sister a little bit. There's a picture that she had of me in my 20s, late 20s, I believe. And I don't know if I was dating or married yet to my wife, but it was a picture of me with, I didn't remember this. You know, every once in a while, like once a year, I might grow the phony beard that I don't have, right?
Yeah.
And there was one apparently I had done that in my 20s. I had no memory of that. I'll see if I can find that picture one day, and we'll show it on the air just for...
Funny, right? How you know, you get reminded of stuff like that that you've completely forgotten about.
Yeah, sir, pictures I don't have, and I don't remember. It's like, that was me. I actually tried to grow them, one of those. That's so silly. What? So that's the kind of stuff we might send out in email alerts, too.
There you
silly
go.
Pictures like that. Let's see, what else? Upcoming event, Red Pill Expo, y'all. G. Edward Griffin, the legend that he is hosting the Red Pill Expo in Indianapolis, Indiana, July 9th and 10th. That's a Saturday-Sunday event. I will be speaking there. I'll be emceeing there. A lot of our friends will be there. Cardio Miracle will be there. Loads of good people will be there. A lot of products, services. Maybe I'll have some gold backs if they're not going to be there. You guys check it out. Sign up. Red Pill Expo. We've got a link to, I think, Red Pill University. You can link through it, that banner on the website. Did you put that up, by the way, Super D, the Red Pill?
Red Pill Expo banner is in the upcoming events page.
Upcoming events. Okay, yeah. Great. So check it out there. Also, upcoming event, Autism One in the Desert, Mesa, Arizona. It's like the first autism, like official autism-friendly city in America, Mesa, Arizona. And AutismOne.org, I'll be speaking there on copper, and we'll have a booth, and I'll be presenting and broadcasting. So that's coming up 18th, 19th, and 20th or so of August. And with that, let's dive into the next story that was very popular in the email blast Super Don sent out. If you have this particular blood type, you may be at risk of inflammation. According to Heather Nugent? Yeah, there's the article. What to know about inflammation according to the experts. Talk about the 8 major blood types. It's basically 4, but then you add in the, isn't that the plus or minus, right?
There's negative and positive on this.
What do they call that? The RH factors?
Something like that. Yeah.
And Super Don, you and I can, you're blood brothers, aren't we?
we're the cool dudes because we have the universal blood type.
We have the universal donor type, yeah.
Yeah.
O positive. That's and right. So as they go through this article, what people should know about inflammation, you know, this is not really major league news, but I guess the basics are important. Sometimes I'm guilty of going way past the basics because I've been doing this for so long that, Super Don, sometimes you have to knock me upside the head and go, hey, shut up with this I told you so stuff, right? You know, not everybody knows it. I already know this.
Why do I have to talk about this?
I know. I'm such a pretentious.
All about you.
Yeah. Robert, don't be a schmuck. I know. I hear you.
I think it's interesting because, listen, we've had people that have asked us questions about blood type.
Mm-hmm.
One of the more common ones is there's a thing out there about eating according to your blood type.
Eat right for your type, Dr. Diadamo. Had him on the show many, many years ago now.
Right.
And this goes into basically, you know, the inflammatory response, the immune response, etc. But I'm intrigued about what this blood type and inflammation thing they're saying is. According to this doctor, of the 8 different blood types, A, B, and B are associated with the highest risk of cardiac inflammation and with general health concerns. For people with blood type A, they say stress management and arthritis can be a concern. So anybody that knows their A and goes, they nod their head and go, yeah, I think so. There's also about acute injury and inflammation. That's not chronic, but it says that people with blood type A, B, and B are at higher risk of heart disease, which is sort of like an acute injury. This is the interesting thing about heart disease. Even though we can argue it is a chronic disease, it really is that the heart attack is an acute myocardial infarction, as they say. That's an acute injury within that frame of degradation, or in this case, occlusion, plaque. We talked about calcification of the arteries, that kind of thing. And suddenly the blood is not flowing there. Something happens, and it's like an accident at that moment. So A, B, and B, higher risk for that. And people with type O apparently more likely to experience systemic lupus erythematosus. So, Super Don, be careful you don't get lupus, which
that
is an autoimmune.
Sounded like Harry Potter.
Well, it was called...
What was it? Lupus what?
Erythematosus.
Erythematosus?
Yeah.
Okay.
But this was considered the wolf disease, really, the wolf disease. And by the way, silver can help there, interestingly enough.
Okay.
All right, so how to prevent chronic inflammation in this article, they go into a little bit of that. Healthy habits. All right. Okay. Nothing controversial in this article there. It says following a low inflammation eating plan, being active, tapering off cigarettes, practicing strategies for keeping stress in its place, and spending time with people who support you. That's important.
Now, what would you say if I said, Robert, what would be the number one thing that you could do in order to reduce and prevent inflammation?
I would say move out of California.
Yeah, that's irritation. Not inflammation,
not the same
thing.
Wouldn't
the copper hydrosol play a role in that?
Yeah, as far as a remedy, you're right, utilizing copper. Copper works with systemic inflammatory responses, like cytokine storm. So when we talk about skeletal, musculoskeletal, any kind of connective tissue inflammation, skin, hair, nails, anything that's an inflammatory cascade, copper is critical, and it's often overlooked. And you know, in the last couple of years, people have been overdosing, if you will, or even dosing reasonably on zinc and vitamin C, but not realizing how much it diminishes copper stores in the body, and they're not eating liver every week. So there. So yeah, you're right. Good call on that, Super D. They talk about extra weight. We talked a little bit about weight issues the other day, Super D. Mm-hmm. Right? Wasn't that a question about can you be healthy and overweight at the same time?
The poll of the day, one of the other things that we have in the RSP newsletter, mm-hmm. and it was, is there such a thing as being overweight and healthy?
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because the results that we got back on the poll were pretty mixed.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of back and forth and a lot of controversy around the idea of somebody being overweight and healthy at the same time.
Yeah. Well, look, we'll go on overweight to the point of morbid obesity versus being a little bit overweight. And I think that was an assessment that just carrying extra weight a little bit is not a disease in itself. But what's in the fat, that's a concern. And that goes to the toxicity burden, if you will, within the body. Now, number four on this list is chronic inflammation that can affect your entire body. Of course, inflammation is normally an acute response to an infection or an injury. But when you go into chronic inflammation, now you have an altered energy pattern in the body. Fatigue, digestive processes are weakened, regeneration is slowed, etc. There's a lot of things that can happen in this regard. And therefore, if we look at aging, premature aging, it's inflammation. What is it? Oxidative stress. How do we counter oxidative stress? With minerals like selenium or the first element on the periodic table of elements, hydrogen. If you're drinking hydrogen water, that's what Leila Ali was talking about in that little video that she did for Synergy Science on the Echo Water.
Right.
Hydrogen is one of the most potent antioxidants. Combined to the hydroxyl radicals, reduce their impact on the body, help to get them out of the body, usher them out safely. But inflammation, chronic inflammation associated with heart disease, diabetes, neurodegenerative diseases, obviously chronic inflammatory diseases of the skeletal system, whether it be called arthritis, fibromyalgia, situations like that as well.
Now, one of the things they point out in this, just real quick, is that there's a lot that you can do about it. And it's not just copper, hydrosol.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of different ways that you can deal with inflammation and prevent inflammation. One of the things I like to do is I do the fish oil every day.
Yeah, omega-3 essential fats, absolutely.
Yeah.
These are things that are very critical for dealing with inflammation, reducing inflammation. People talk about turmeric and black pepper. I mean, there's a lot of herbs that can help as well. Now, the question of how you tell you have inflammation, I don't think inflammation is a difficult thing to determine, honestly. I mean, you can go get the classic CRP test, a C-reactive protein, say, hey, is there inflammation detected in your body? But, dude, if you've got pain in the joints or the muscles, that's more than just the normal soreness that lasts and lingers. If you got bloating and abdominal cramping, I mean, that's inflammation. Aberrations within the microbiome. What else can create that scenario? I mean, it's sort of like when I talk about liver health. If the liver is congested, anything can go awry or wrong in the body, anything, metabolically speaking. So one of the keys that is overlooked in all of these articles is about detoxification support, whether it be through minerals, selenium, whether it be herbs, dandelion, things, whether it be through coffee enemas, whether it be through movement, lymphatic movement, all of these things. But hydration, simply hydrating properly. And the Echo Water is good to do that. We have links to SynergyScience.com as well to get the best deals on the hydrogen machines that are available to you, portable and permanent installations, if you will, in home. All right, we got another article here I want to talk about. Five tiny habits of incredibly healthy people.
Yeah.
This is according to experts. Let's see how right they are on this. Is there any controversy in this article? This is one of the most popular articles this past week in our newsletter. And let's see. The first one, move often. This is the one where now that Super Don is growing something, I've got to find another thing to harass him about. And it is absolutely 1A. Grow garden and move. Movement.
Yes.
Getting out, even walking the dog beyond the fence. is something that's so important, because movement is life. And you don't move, you stagnate. And that includes lymphatic drainage, liver health, all of that. So movement. No controversy there. I think that's pretty clear. And it's not like you don't want to, Superdon. It's finding time to do it. Making it a priority as well.
True.
Eating real foods, number two. Is that controversial? No. Back in the day when food was just food, it's not that way anymore. Finding food that is minimally or not processed at all, that has been grown organically or the equivalent, a local farmer or, as Superdon's doing, growing his own food, so you know you don't have a lot of pesticides you're going to have to detox from. So,
dude, look at the picture they've got. That makes me hungry.
That was delicious.
What is that? Is that salmon?
It looks like salmon, yeah.
Oh.
And it's like an orange sauce or maybe an Indian something. Nice. Oh, it looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't that look good?
Yeah.
Three, de-stress regularly. Superdon, what do? Hit the punching bag to de-stress? What do? Yell at me?
You know, my gosh, I mean, I do get, I don't know. I think I do a good job of dealing with that, because I don't, everybody gets you know, to a boiling point once in a while.
You let things roll off your back, I know.
I kind of do. You know, just whatever. It's just, you just move on. But,
well, as long as you're doing that, just drink plenty of fluids and get better sleep.
Yeah.
All right, those are the others on the list. We got to take a break here. We'll be back to wrap up hour one with one of the top stories of the week. It's a three-pronger. Mistakes that can lead to something in your home that you don't want. Stick with us. Robert Scott Bell Show is on robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective.
GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Scott Bell Show.
A couple of more items that we didn't get to. I just mentioned it so briefly. It's worth reviewing of the tiny habits, they say, that are incredibly healthy.
What
do
they call tiny habits?
Isn't that what they're called, tiny habits?
Tiny habits?
Yeah. I think so they're not intimidating to people. You know, if you call them tiny, it's sort of like insurrection. It's like, oh, insurrection, I can't do that.
Yes, it's the opposite of insurrection.
It's like using words that make it, oh, that's tiny, I can do that.
Right.
Drink.
All right, so
this
was five tiny habits of incredibly healthy people.
Yeah.
We already covered moving around, movement, eating real food, de-stressing regularly. Mm-hmm. And so the two we didn't really get to is drinking plenty of fluids, which we talk about a lot on this show.
Right, especially vodka.
Totally.
No, not vodka. That's medicinal.
One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
One beer.
Please.
Thank you, yes. George Thorogood. No, hydrate, right? And preferably with the Echo Water. We have links to that as well, including the Echo Go, which is a portable unit. You pour your clean water in, and in a few minutes you have hydrogen. And Layla Ali's doing it. You know you want to. So check that out. And hydration. And sleeping. And this, we've had so many talks about sleep. Some of our popular shows about how do I sleep. There's so much sleep disruption going on. And apparently all age groups, Super Don. How do you sleep really well or not?
It's off and on because I've got animals that sometimes make it a challenge.
Right.
We've got dogs that sleep with us. But for the most part, I mean, I do okay. I should get more. And listen, I'll admit, I totally know I should get more. I probably do about 6 hours. And if that ends up being interrupted, then it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But
hey, look, six is better than some. Honestly, I've heard people don't even get that. But you know, I'd be kicking the animals out. See, we have a cat that tries to break through the door in the mornings. I mean, you're talking about this is a little cute, tiny little cat that becomes vicious. Says, "Feed me."
Yeah.
And, you know, she's like kicking and screaming and digging, and that's like crazy. But those animals, you love them at the same time at night and the mornings. Like, nah, leave me alone. Leave me alone. So sleep disruption, man, just get beyond that if you can. And ways to sleep well, including the CBD we get from Nutritional Frontiers, certified organic, U.S. grown, so we're not contaminating our bodies. CBDNF.com. Use code RSP15 to get a discount on that. They have a sleep, what was it, sleep time? I think the sleep time
form. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. 15% off. All right, final story I want to get to. It's another list. You guys like the list stories, apparently. And it's about three things that you should know or mistakes that you can make that could bring something into your house that you don't want. What might that be?
Mold.
Yeah, mold. Yep. So what are these tips they have here? I see there's seemingly like this could be moment of duh, right? Don't do this. Why would you do this?
You'd be surprised, though, how many people have wallpaper in their bathroom.
That came from the 70s, I think. That was like when we didn't know better.
Yep.
You know, and then you strip it, and you're like, oh, my gosh, what's this black stuff growing
on? Look at all that stuff behind the wallpaper.
Bad Not a idea. Good plan. You make sure you have green board, they call that. That's the kind of gypsum or what do you call the board that you put up for walls. Don't you know that term? Weren't you in
sheetrock, you mean?
Sheetrock, yeah. Gypsum or a sheetrock.
Yeah.
And then there's the green board that's designed for bathrooms. If you use that, if you're not putting up something that's non-porous, by the way, which I think is the second thing, limestone.
Limestone.
In the shower, yeah.
Porous material in their shower like limestone.
Yep.
That's a no-no.
It leads to all these nooks and crannies where the moisture just breeding ground for the growth of black mold or other molds that are not real good for you.
Now, this next one, I was kind of disappointed about because, you know, I've been looking recently at upgrading the washer and dryer situation that we've got.
Mm-hmm.
We've got about as much mileage as we can out of the one that we've got.
Yeah, we've
And this one here, according to this, a big no-no is front-loading washers. Yeah. Those things are popular. Everybody has one.
No, I don't anymore. We got one. You know, we bought, used machines from a, refurbished store.
Yeah.
And they look great. They're really fancy looking. But, dude, we got rid of the front-loading washer. We kept the front-loading dryer. That's not an issue.
Okay.
But the washer, I don't recommend them at all. Top-loading washers are the way to go. I know they look cool, the front-loaders, but, dude, they smell. It's mold. I'm telling you.
And I guess it's because it's a front-loader, it's got to have that rubber gasket around the door.
Correct.
And apparently, I guess that holds moisture and ends up growing mold.
First-hand experience. I'm like, it's not cool. So if you want a front-loading dryer, no problem. Front-loading washer, I don't recommend. That's just our experience. So we actually had one. We got rid of it. We kept the dryer, but we got a top-loading washer. We're so much happier with that. So anyway, these are the tips that you guys wanted us to cover. And let us know if it totally sucked and we'll never do it again. But if you enjoyed it, we can do it some more. We got a whole other hour broadcast healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Come on over to robertscottbell.com where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to gcnteam.com. That's gcnteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.